sunset and sunrise. It is simply adjustment of our own position. Actually, there is no sunset, there is no sunrise. The same example is applicable to our appearance and disappearance, as well as God's appearance and disappearance. We are eternal. We are eternally existing. But appearance means this body, appearance of this body. The difference between the appearance of God and appearance of myself is that I appear in different bodies as it is offered by the material nature according to my karma. God appears in his own original body. That is the difference. And because God appears in his own original body, therefore he is not forgetful of the past, present and future. And so far we are concerned because we appear in different material bodies, therefore we forget our past, present and future. This is the difference. And in this part, it is specifically mentioned here, the Janma Parmami Dibbam. Dibbam means divine, spiritual, transcendent. Our appearance and disappearance is different from the Lord's appearance and disappearance. One has to learn this subject matter. And how it can be learned? Simply by service, seva mukhi. We cannot learn this transcendental subject matter by challenge. If we are submissive, if we are engaged in his service, then by his divine grace, he reveals himself. Everything understanding of this of God, that is revelation. By our experimental knowledge, we cannot understand what is God. Atasthi Krishna Namadhi Namabhi Drayam Indriya. Our senses are now materially contaminated, therefore we cannot understand what is God. What is his appearance? What is his disappearance? This is not possible. The whole thing is to accept the purificatory process of the senses. Sarva-paradhi-vinin-muktam tat-parat-tena-nirmala. One has to become purified by freeing himself from all designation. This is the first step. We are now under different designations. Every one of us is thinking that I am this body, and because I am this body, and this body is produced under certain conditions, in a certain family, by certain father and mother, in a certain society, certain country, certain land, therefore, I have passed, you have passed so many designations. So we have to become, first of all, free from the designations. That is the first qualification for understanding the science of God. We have to become free from our designations. And how one can become free? This is Krishna consciousness. I am neither Indian, I am neither American, I am neither white, I am neither black, I am neither Christian, I am neither Hindu, Mohammedan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes himself like that. He says, I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Kshatriya, am not a Vaishya, I am not a Sudra, I am not a Brahmachari, I am not a householder, I am not a Vanaprastha, I am not a renounced God or sadness. Then what you ask? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Gopi Bhattu Padakamalayu Dasa Dasan Dasa. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. This should be my real identification. This is very good identification. In Krishna consciousness, we address our contemporaries as Prabhu. Prabhu means master. And the real idea is that you are my master, I am your servant. Just the opposite number. Here, in the material world, everyone wants to place himself as the master. I am your master, you are my servant. That is the mentality of material existence. And the spiritual existence means I am the servant. You are the master. Let's see. That's the opposite. The Maya's attraction, the last layer of Maya is in this material conception of life that so many identifications, I am this, I am that, I am big man, I am rich man, I am prime minister, then so on. When we are frustrated in all these attempts, then we try to become God. I am God. This is the last layer of Maya. But this Krishna consciousness philosophy is just the opposite. What to speak of God? He is to think himself as the servant of 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 God. So, in one way, it is very difficult. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs that who can become in Krishna consciousness? Kirtaniya Sadahari. Who can chant Hare Krishna? Very nice. Sinadhi Sunitena. Sinadhi Sunitena means who thinks himself lower than the straw in the street. I am lower than. Humble, very humble. Sinadhi Sunitena, Karorapi Sarishma. Tolerant more than the tree. You know, the trees are very much tolerant. They are giving you shelter, they are giving you shadow, and they are giving you protection from bugs and so many things, giving you fruits. You are taking woods, leaves, flowers, but you see, trees do not make any profit. They are standing, silent. Therefore, they are very tolerant. The example of tolerance is trees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that one has to become humbler than the grass or straw in the tree, tolerant than the tree, and amanina, and refusing all kinds of respectful addresses from others, but offering all respect to us. He is not prepared to accept any respect from others, but he is prepared to give all respect to others. So all these things are explained. That means, in other words, I completely refuse to become anything of this material world. Suppose somebody insults me. You are rascal, you are such and such. But if I know that I am this body, I have nothing to do with this body, then you may call me rascal or your lordship, it is the same thing for me, because I am not this body. A man is called his graduate, M.A., a doctor, Ph.D. What is this doctor, Ph.D., M.A.? This is the designation of this body. As soon as the body is finished, my all designation, M.A., Ph.D., Ph.D. Then I have to accept another body. I do not know what kind of body is going to be accepted by me. Not accept of what kind of body is going to be forced upon by nature. Prakitakyamanani gunai karmani sarva. The nature is forcing you to accept a certain type of body. There is good government. Prakiti, nature's government. You cannot refuse it. There are 8,400,000 of different kinds of bodies, species of bodies. And by our activities, as we prepare our mentality at the last moment of our death, then we get the similar body. We carry the mind. Mind is a subtle body. So the mentality carries me to a certain position in the womb of a mother, where I get this gross material supplies. And again, I develop a certain kind of body and come out from the mother's womb and begin to work according to that body. This is the process. So, one has to learn this Krishna consciousness movement very carefully. It is very nice and very scientific. And if we simply try to understand my position, try to understand God and what is my relation with God, janma karma mandibham, so simply by understanding this, I become qualified to enter into the spiritual kingdom. And as soon as I enter into the spiritual kingdom, then as it is stated in this verse, that tattadeham, after giving up this body, tattadeham punajjan. Punajjanma means again taking birth in this material world. Now you see, now, no more. Is continued repetition of accepting different kinds of body. Is finished. Simply by understanding what is God, how He appears, how He disappears, what are His activities, simply this understanding. Taktadeham punarjanma naiti mameti kaunta. He comes to me. And in another place, it is stated the same thing. Mamupesa kauntiya, one who comes to me. Mamupesa kauntiya, dukkhanam akashapa. Snapnubanti, one who comes back to me, goes back to home, goes back to Godhead, he never comes back again to this miserable, conditional life of material existence. Mamapita Sukhantiya Dukkhalama. And this material existence is Dukkhala. It is a place of misery. This is Maya. We are living in this conditional life of material existence, which is full of misery. But by the spell of Maya illusion, we are thinking, we are planning that we are happy. This is karma. Maya means, as several times explained, what is meant by Maya. Maya means what is not. I am thinking, I am making progress, I am thinking that I am happy, I am thinking I am civilized, I am advanced. But Maya means a deep thinking in the positive way is no. No, you are not advanced. You are not civilized. You are not actually wise. Because you do not know what you are. You are thinking that you are this body. Therefore, everything, whatever you are thinking, that is all null and void. Maya. This is all Maya. So, this Maya is very strong. It is very difficult to overcome this Maya. But this formula is very simple. That is also stated in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that Sri Jesus Namai Mama Maya Surataya. This Maya, this illusion, is very strong to overcome at the set point. It is not easy. Maya is capturing you in so many ways. Just like the last moment. At the last moment when you are very wise, you understand your spiritual position. Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahma, I am not matter. I am not matter, I am spirit soul. But in at this stage that I am Brahma, there is action of Maya. What is that action of Maya? By realizing himself, I am Brahma, he is thinking that I am the Supreme Brahma. So that means he is still in ignorance. Still in ignorance. He is not the Supreme Brahma. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita, it is explained very nicely, Brahma Bhuta Prasannasana. First thing is, when you are actually Brahma realized, or you have realized your identification that you are not matter, you are spirit, the first income is prasannātmā, you become immediately joy, without any anxiety. Brahma bhūta prasannātmā. Na sūtati, na kāṅkati. There is no lamentation, there is no anger. Samasarveshu bhuteshu and seeing every living entity on equal level. Because he has spiritual vision, he does not see the body, he sees the spirit. He does not see a dog, he sees, oh, there is spirit soul. He does not see a Brahmin, he sees, oh, there is the same spirit soul. He does not see an American, he sees the spirit soul. He does not see an Indian, he sees the spirit soul. Therefore, Pandita Samadarshana, Pandita, those who are actually learned, they are seeing everyone in the same vision, spiritual vision. This is Brahma realization. Brahma realization does not mean that my brother is Brahma, and I am Brahma, and all others are not Brahma. This is not Brahma realization. Brahma realization means to introspect the spiritual existence of all living entities. That is Brahma realization. Samasarveshu bhuteshu. Then, that oneness is still not sufficient. That means you have to engage yourself in Brahma activity. That is perfect. Therefore, it is said that samas sarvesu bhuteshu mad bhakti lavate param. After this Brahma realization, actual devotional service is. Brahma realization means that I am spirit soul, and the Lord is the Supreme Spirit, nitya nityanam cetana cetana. He is the Supreme Spirit, chief, living entity, and we are innumerable, without any number, asankha, the living entities are innumerable. These are stated in Vedic literature, this very word is used, asankhya. Asankhya means without any numerical estimation. And God is one. God is one, but the living entities are many. Nitya nityanam chetana chetanana. So, eva bahunam vidadhyatikama. That one is the Supreme One who is supplying all the necessities of living entities. Similar, as you have got in your Bible, you pray in the class, O God, give us our daily bread. Excuse us our faults. Because He is the prime one. He is supplying the necessities, He is giving you protection, He is giving you everything. He requires sunlight, God has created sunlight. God. He requires water, God has created immense water for you. You require what? Air. There is immense air for you. So He is practically helping you. He is a bhakmana vipatavata. That one, He is supplying everything what He requires. You may think that you have to make improvement of your economic condition. But actually, the economic condition what you have to enjoy, that is already there. You haven't got to endeavor. You see, those who are not human beings, the animals, the birds, the bees, and the worms, the trees, they have no economic problem. I see that in India, the sparrows, they are chanting and dancing and eating. Here also I see the same sparrows. They are no economic problem because they are dependent completely on nature's law. And because we have violated nature's law, we have got economic problem. We have created our economic problem. So, the whole philosophy is Krishna consciousness. He is the whole world, not whole world. He is 13% of the population. Become Krishna consciousness. The face of the world changes. Simply to understand, as it is stated here, janma karmam me vidvam. Karma. He is activity. You have to just see, He has created sun, He has created moon, He has created everything. How do we claim that this planet belongs to us? It is given to us for living. That's all. Because we are sons of God, that we have got right to enjoy the property of God. That is real peace. We are as a rich man's son. He has got the right to enjoy the other's property. But if he disobeys, if he becomes disobedient to the father, he is put into trouble. So our position is like that. We do not understand what is God, what we are, what is our relationship with God, what is this material nature, how it is working. These things are actually knowledge. One should know. Isha Upanishad very nicely explained. Isha Vasanidam Sadvam. Everything what you are seeing, they all belong to God. Don't claim yours. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita also says, Bhokaram Jagadavasam Sarvaloka Mahatma. I am the proprietor of all planets. So, this particular planet is also God's property. Actually, it is God's property. We come and go. The property remains there. It is a simple thing. If we do not accept that God is the ultimate proprietor of everything, this is spiritual communion, and all living entities are His sons. Everyone has got right to live at the cost of God. Nobody should encroach upon the property of others. This is the system. Tena tattena bhungita. Just try to enjoy what is allotted for you. God has given you special portion of land. You Americans, all right, you have got this land. You be happy. Don't encroach upon others. You Indians, all right, you become happy here. In this way, we have to think, this is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is nothing, and this extraordinary, simply to think everything in connection with Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Nibbande Krishna sambandha, yukta vairagyam uchyate. The Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, Srirupa Goswami says that you drop tell everything with Krishna, then you are free. You free? Drop tell everything. Just like here in the Krishna Consciousness Society, what we are doing, we are drop telling everything in Krishna. Just like here is a big example. We are using it. That's all right. But how we are using it? We are recording the talks about Krishna. This apartment, it is used for Krishna. This body is being used for Krishna. We are preparing foodstuff for Krishna. In this way, if you develop your consciousness in touch with Krishna, that is called Krishna consciousness. It is nothing artificial. That I am thinking, meditating, I am the Supreme God, and I am moving this hand, I am moving this. These nonsense things are going. Meditating. Artificially thinking that I am moving this hand, I am moving the bone, I am the Lord, I am the self. Simply wasting time. You just try to understand yourself that you are eternal servant of God. Then you are perfect. And you can enjoy God's poverty very nicely. There is no distance at all. The lower animals, birds, beasts, they are enjoying. And you, human beings, you cannot enjoy your fighting with each other. What is this? Is that advancement? Is that civilization? So, Bhagavad says, Paravabhaktasakuto mahadaguna. Anyone who is not in Krishna consciousness, what qualification, good qualification he may have? That means he has no good qualifications. Why? He has passed an examination. Is there scientist? Is that good collection, sir? Bhagavad says, no. Why? Na manorathena asato dhavato vahi. Because he is situated on the mental platform. Therefore, he is a great scientist. He is discovered Adamba. Adamba, what is that? Killing a large scale. And he is proud of his scientific knowledge. Manorathana. Manorathana means hovering among the mental platform. That this way creates wonderful things. But wonderful thing means everyone is afraid, oh, that's Jagamba. He has created. Why? Because he is not devotee. He is not in Krishna consciousness. Had he been in Krishna consciousness, he would have thought before, oh, I am treating such a dangerous person. It will kill so many innocent persons. Because he is Haravabhaktasakutomahadaguna. Therefore, Bhagavad says, a man who is not in Krishna consciousness, he cannot have any good qualities. This is a fact. And Jashasi Bhakti Bhagavata Kinjana Sarvaikunai Tatrasamasati Kula. And one who has not unthinking faith in God, he has got all the good qualifications of the demigods. There are many examples. Just see, what the system you know? Lord Jesus Christ, when he was being crucified, he was begging, "My Lord, these fools do not know what they are doing. Please excuse." Just see how much qualified he is. Because he is the body of God. So, Krishna consciousness is so nice, so perfect, that if you get to the in your practical life, you become perfect immediately in this life. As it is stated in here, Tattādehaṁ punarjanmanaiti. Simply understanding. You have got enough time. There are young men, young girls. Please try to understand the science of Krishna consciousness and your life will be perfect. So perfect that after leaving this body, Tattādehaṁ, this body, punarjanmanaiti, no more birth in the miserable condition of materialism. Then, what is the result? Tattādehaṁ punarjanmanaiti bhāmeti. He comes to me. So, it is very easy to finish all the problems of life within the short period of our life. Simply to understand Krishna. Thank you very much. In other words, one who is actually engaged in devotional service is already realized Brahma. That means, just like a man is offered that if you become a high court judge, you get $4,000 or $15,000 salary per month. So each one is getting $15,000 per month, that means he has become already a high court judge. In a diverse way, that means one who is seriously engaged in devotional service, he is already Brahma realized. He is on the Brahma platform. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Mancha Vyadikarni Bhakti Yogena Jasevate. If anyone is seriously engaged in devotional service, Vyadikarni, without any fault, that means according to the rules and regulations as they are mentioned. Rules and regulations are required so long we do not develop that love of God. When actually one develops love of God, there is no question of rules and regulations. Automatically he obeys all the rules and regulations. So, one who is seriously engaged in devotional service, mānta jo abhyāvicārini bhakti yogina sevati, sagunān samatītvaita, he is already transcendental to the reaction of different modes of material nature. He is already brahma-bhūyāya-kalpa. So he is to be understood that he is already brahma-realized. Not that he has to, this is the spiritual. Material, suppose if you have to accept the post of high court judge, then you have to gradually qualify yourself. But spiritually, if you immediately engage yourself in the service of the law, then you become high court judge immediately. You are Brahma. That is the difference between matter and spirit. It is unconditional. Ahoituki apratihata. Simply we have to agree. My Lord, from today I dedicate my life for your service, you are immediately bumble. Immediate, from that moment. It is so nice. Not that you have to take some time how to become Brahma Guru. So, those who are actually engaged in the spiritual devotion and service of the Lord, it is to be understood they are already on the platform of Brahma Guru state. Is it clear? Question? Question? Yes? No?
Amen. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.